Welcome to Real FM Rewind. Here's some highlights from the week.
This cat's love of cardboard sure got itself into some trouble. Zoe here with you on Real FM, and if you have a cat or you know anything about cats, you know that they're curious and you know that they get themselves into trouble. And this little kitty loves cardboard. This cat's name is Galena, and as one does, as so many cats do, she got in a box. You know, she loves cardboard, probably loves boxes, so she got in a box. The problem was one of her owners, the husband of the pair, was shipping this box back to Amazon, was returning a purchase. And so we think that he accidentally just closed up the box that Galena was curiously sitting in. Not sure how big this box was that he didn't realize there was a cat in there, but he shipped it. Yep, shipped it to California back to the Amazon warehouse. And when they realized their cat was missing, oh my gosh, the sadness, the fear, the panic, like searching all over the neighborhood, where could our cat be? And then a text saying that this cat had been found in an Amazon warehouse in California. She's originally from Utah, by the way, so several states over. And I can't help but be reminded of Garfield. He kept threatening to ship this one cat, Nermal, to Abu Dhabi. Didn't go all the way to Abu Dhabi, but did get to California.
It's in whenever I go to the zoo or watch videos of like big cats, I'm talking lions and tigers, oh my.
Yeah.
I can't help but notice all the similarities between them and my cats.
Yeah.
Like they are literally just a big version of my house cat.
Yeah, it's sometimes a really big version.
A really big version.
But you're right.
But I just can't help but notice the similarities, and I feel as if this could get me in trouble someday.
Oh dear.
If I ever come face to face with one of these, I know that I'm just going to want to pet the murder kitty.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, it's not a good idea.
No.
But then I see things like this. Alex Laurenti works at a lion and safari park in South Africa.
Okay.
And he has been working there for years and years and years, and he is so, like, familiar with the lions and has established such a good relationship that he could literally give them a paw massage.
Oh, dear.
And, like, when he comes to the park, they'll walk up to him and rub up against him and flop on the ground like my cats do in the morning.
Yeah.
Just like a normal, and he can handle it. And he's like, now, I've worked a long time to establish this relationship.
Yeah, this is a professional.
In other words, don't try this at home. But it's not helping because the more I watch, the more I'm like, see, I can totally pet the murder kitty.
Okay,
it would love me.
Here's my question.
Okay.
Have either of your cats ever scratched you or bitten you?
Well, there is that.
See, it could happen.
It could happen on
when
a much...
they're 10 times larger.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a good deal.
Year-old Philip found something very interesting on the shores of his Scottish island just a few days ago. He found a rubber ducky. Now you may think that doesn't sound very impressive, a rubber ducky, but this rubber ducky had been in a race, an epic race that took place 423 miles away 18 years ago. That's right, there was a record attempt of a rubber duck race in Dublin in the summer of 2006. It was the World Duck Race of Ireland, and it corralled 150,000 rubber duckies at the starting line in the River Liffey. Now, despite their attempts to collect all the rubber duckies, some of them did escape into the ocean, and this one was found, like I said, in Orkney, Scotland. And Philip stumbled across it while he was on a walk with his dog, brought it back to show it to his mom. And the mom was like, oh, thanks, this is great. Oh, wait a second, look at this writing on this very old duck. And that's where they saw that it said World Record Duck Race Ireland 2006. And it's got a little website on there. And then the number, this rubber ducky was number, 59,933. Yeah, there was a lot of rubber duckies, man. And they were asked online, you know, what are you going to do with this rubber ducky now that you've found it? Quite an interesting find, and they're definitely not throwing it away.
Kara, I seem to have this issue, and I'm not even sure if you're going to be able to relate to this, because I was talking to someone the other day, and I told them that you were the gift queen. that, like, when it comes to finding gifts for other people, like, you're so good knowing what people are going to appreciate and being so thoughtful with your gifts.
Thanks.
So I'm curious if you've ever had this problem that I have basically every time a major holiday or birthday comes up, which is I have good intentions about getting a good gift, but I tend to procrastinate on the gifts. And then I get into this time crunch where it's like, oh, there's only a couple days left. And then all of a sudden your options start to get limited because you're like, can I get something that's going to get here on time?
It's so true.
Have you ever procrastinated on a gift?
I have. Okay. Yes, I do that.
So you are a real human being.
I may have good ideas. It doesn't always mean I execute the idea as well.
Okay. That makes me feel a little better.
Yeah.
So I just want to throw this out there to everyone.
Yeah.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
12 days away.
It's coming.
So do a favor.
Yeah.
For your future self.
Yes.
I'm talking to myself. Okay. Do a favor for your future self, Anson.
Yep.
And take care of your Mother's Day gifts for mom and wife and everyone now.
Good call.
So you're not worrying about it 10 days from now.
Now is the time.
How do we share this with people? Zoe here with you on Real FM, and I just recently finished one of the most life-changing women's Bible studies ever. This really deepened my understanding of who Jesus is and scripture. Oh, it was so good. And something that me and the gals were talking about as we were wrapping things up that someone asked was like, you know, how do I share this with people? You know, how do I share Jesus? How do I share this new understanding that I have about scripture and about who God is, about what Jesus is doing, how much he loves us, like the gospel, basically the good news? Like, how do I translate these several weeks of intense learning to just my neighbor or my coworker or someone that I know is going through a rough time? How do we do that? And it's a question that stumped all of us. And I think all of us wonder that, whether we're in a Bible study or not. You know, we know that the good news is good news, and we want to share who Jesus is with the people in our lives and the people that we see around us who maybe need him. But it's hard to know how do I share this with people? And the thing that I thought of, and this is not like a super theological answer or nothing, I'm not super in depth on knowing this, but this is just what I've been trying to think of as an answer of like, okay, how do I do this? Well, I just have my eyes open and my heart open to where God is leading me and showing me, and I can respond to when the Holy Spirit says, you know, hey, you need to speak into this person's life right now, or you need to pray for them right now, or you need to talk to them right now, send them an encouraging text, or, you know, whatever that looks like, because God takes the small things that we can do and can magnify them. We're able, you know, without even realizing it, able to touch people's lives in amazing ways because he is the one at work in everything. And so that just gives me a little bit of comfort knowing I don't need to have all the answers. I just need to be responsive to what I'm supposed to do.
You know, every once in a while, I think we could all use a reminder of the things in our life we have to be grateful for, particularly if they haven't always been true. Like, I talked a lot about my single years when I was single.
Yeah.
And now that I'm married, it's good for me to be reminded sometimes what it's like out there in the world of online dating.
Oh.
Because it can be a little rough.
Yeah.
And if you have friends who are not married, this will give you some compassion for them.
Okay, yeah.
I read across this thread just some totally real unhinged prompts from dating app profiles.
Oh, dear.
Like this one. Let's make sure we're on the same page about, this is like a fill in the blank.
Uh-huh.
Someone wrote, religion, children, and politics. Although I'm not strict about this. So we don't have to be on the same page? Okay, got it. Yeah. Super clear. All right, so fact about me that surprises people. I do not date left-handed women.
Oh.
Weird hill to die on, but kudos to you for sticking to your beliefs.
Okay.
How about my most controversial opinion is cheese may be the worst food creation known to man.
Ooh.
Okay, that's not a controversial opinion. That's a straight up lie. Okay?
I mean,
you can't. No,
I was just judging the person who cares about left handedness.
I know,
harshly,
but one is even worse.
Deal breaker for me.
Yeah, here you go. Best travel story: accidentally got married in Greece. Well, that's a great way to get someone to respond to your profile, because now I want to hear the rest of the story, but also run away.
Right, have some questions.
How about This is a really bad one. I'll fall for you if you trip me. As far as dad jokes go, that's just pretty rough. So okay. If you are still out there in the world of online dating, I will pray for you. Mm-hmm. It's a little rough.
Yeah.
Here is how I found out that I am completely out of touch to what is happening in the mainstream culture. Hey, it's Zoe hanging out with you on Real FM, and I get probably 99% of my content that I enjoy off of YouTube. So like all of the shows that I love to watch, all of the videos that I tend to watch are on YouTube. So I don't, you know, typically consume a lot of whatever is going on currently on TV or in mainstream media. That's just how I am, a little bit weird, right? Well, there's this one cooking show on YouTube that I absolutely love. It's called Mythical Kitchen. It's a super wacky, weird, fun cooking show. And you know I love cooking, so it just makes sense, right? Well, they just put out an episode recently where they had this guy as a special guest. They're promoting his book, and his name is Benny Blanco. And I'm watching this episode, and I'm like, oh, who's this random guy? Like, that's so crazy. Like, cool. I don't know who he is, but he's sure entertaining, so that's fun. I come through context clues in the episode that he's, like, some sort of maybe music producer, but he's also got a cookbook. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Fast forward to today, and I'm researching, you know, trying to find fun stories to share with you today. And Benny Blanco is a record producer. He's a songwriter. He's, I guess, produced music for all different kinds of artists, like big names. So he's like a big deal. And he's dating Selena Gomez. And he's like a really good cook. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the guy from YouTube.
We all go through difficult moments, seasons of grief or hardship. And we all know people who have gone through those moments. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, sometimes I almost think it's harder to go through those moments alongside someone else because you don't always know the right words to say or how to act. It can be very awkward. Mm-hmm. And I was reading something today that I thought was actually really helpful. It was a woman who was sharing about her experience when her mother unexpectedly passed away a couple years ago. And she said, these were the texts and messages that I got from some of my friends that were actually really, really helpful to me.
Yeah.
So one of them, she said, was a very simple one from a friend. Hey, did you sleep last night?
Oh.
What needs to happen today? And how can I help make it happen?
Oh, that's so good.
It's a really good specific question,
no
right?
No kidding.
She says, in association with that one, that a lot of people ask or say, hey, just let me know how I can help.
Right.
But that's a very open-ended thing.
Yeah.
So making that a little more specific, like what needs done today?
That's good.
And how can I help make it happen?
I like that.
Was a really good question. Mm. This one, she said she really appreciated too. Call me whenever you want some company. We can watch movies on the couch and eat some chocolate.
Yay.
Love you lots.
Oh, that's good.
It's a great offer,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Another one here. Hey, it's me again. Just saying hi. I can see that you've read some of my texts and that's totally fine. Don't feel like you need to reply. I'm glad I know that you're getting them. I'm just reaching out and trying to be here for you and sending you lots of love.
Oh, that's so good.
She said that was something that several people did on several occasions was emphasize, hey, if you don't have the energy to reply right now, that's okay.
Right. No pressure.
Not expecting something for you. I'm not trying to create more work for you.
Right.
Thought that was a really good idea.
Aww.
And then this one as well. Asking how you are feels almost dumb.
Oh.
I wouldn't be okay and I don't expect you to be. But please tell me how you're doing today, okay?
Aww.
So kind of acknowledging, getting out in front. Yes, sometimes it's awkward or weird, but I still care about you.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And
so
she said, instead of just asking, hey, how are you doing? Ask, how are you doing today specifically?
That's really good.
That was a really helpful question for helping her process her feelings.
Airbnb is shaking things up. They've got a new idea for their business model. It's called Icons. It's houses that they're building to be like replicas of pop cultural places so that you can rent the Airbnb and stay in these like iconic places. For example, they have recreated the house from Up. Like to the detail, to the T, they have replicated this house. And not only does it look exactly like it does in the Pixar film, but they are suspending it in the air. I don't know if I'd want to stay in that house overnight, just saying. Other places they are making for you to rent out and sleep in is the Inside Out 2 experience, so the headquarters inside Riley's mind. Nothing sounds cozy like being in someone else's head. Then they're also making the X-Men school, which is actually kind of cool. Prince's Prince's Purple Rain house, and then something with Kevin Hart, and there's a lot of crazy stuff that they're planning on doing here. And does any of this sound like something that you want to stay in? I feel like the big draw to Airbnb is affordable places to stay when you're on vacation, but what do I know?
So Anson, I'm curious about something. Do you think if you were to ask your kids, what do I do at work, they would be able to give an intelligent answer to that question?
That's a good question.
Right?
I kind of want to try now.
I know.
I have a feeling I would get varying degrees of accuracy.
Right.
Like, the oldest one would probably do a decent job,
yeah,
at least with some of it.
I could see that.
I'm guessing I'd probably get a B on the radio from one or two of them.
And that's fair. Our job is a little more obvious.
The
that
youngest
way.
One, though, I'm not sure what he would say. You never know.
I would really like to know.
With the 4-year-old, what he's going to say.
If you get a chance to ask him, I'd be really curious.
Okay.
Well, one mom did this in a video she posted recently on TikTok. She asked her daughter, hey, what do I do every day for work? And the little girl looked very confused, but then she put some thought into this and took a stab at it. Here's what she said.
What do I do for work?
Work every day, and you go to work.
But what do I do at work?
You play with your friends, and work every day.
Oh my gosh, isn't that the best?
That's so cute.
I mean, yeah, it's not too far off,
right,
depending on, you know, your type of work. Maybe a little less playing involved than she anticipates.
Yeah, she's probably thinking, like, you know, if she goes to preschool, something like that, that's about what she does, right?
That's kind of like going to work.
Yeah, go play with your friends.
Sure.
What else is there to do?
To the Real FM Rewind. Make sure to check out all of our podcasts on the Real FM app or at real.fm. And don't forget, be kind and rewind.